from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Almost at the halfway point. 11-24, Gresham, yeah. Fourier. Fourier might be waiting out Sly in the Family Stone, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I was a little jealous when you said you had to go to the bathroom. I was like, I wish I could do that.
I know. I even was walking out the door, and I felt bad. I was like, oh,
I'll try. I'll give it the old college try. I'll walk in there, and nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, but if you do, and it does, next thing you know, we're calling a meat wagon for you and all that stuff.
I can't even. This is the craziest feeling in the world. I can't believe we're discussing it on freaking live radio. It's amazing.
No, it is. I didn't
pressing
know.
The button, but nothing's coming out.
I mean, at 9:40, you walked in and announced to all of us you might have a problem. And
oh, yeah.
We all stopped.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I think there's a blockage.
Someone
get the laser.
Oh, boy.
Looks like you just use a laser. I don't want them going in manually to grab that thing.
Oh, no.
I've heard horror stories about that.
No. You don't want, like, the version of a claw. It would be in one of those machines that would reach down. You don't want that thing like reaching up in
there. Yeah, my vision is a little gun that Arnold Schwarzenegger used in the movie Total Recall when he has to get the device that they stuck up in his brain and he pulls it out of his nostril.
Mm-hmm.
That's my vision of what they're going to have to do.
Oh, man.
All right. Hold on. Stay still. Quit moving.
So who's the backup tomorrow? Hart or Fitzy?
I'll make it.
We're going to have to. No, listen.
I'll make it. Maybe nothing. Maybe easy.
Or
not.
Or a quarter might come out of your wiener.
Yeah,
and the next thing you know,
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And
then you're hurting.
Yeah.
I really do feel for you. This is one of those where normally.
Here comes a meat wagon.
Yeah.
And
that's what
and
I
medic
don't
gets
want.
Out and says, oh my God.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, baby. Well, we got some picks lunchtime parlay coming up in 20 minutes from now. And we'll definitely have somebody ready. Hey, listen, you do the show from home. You're only driving one day this week.
That's right.
And then you're at Foxborough.
I know. Can't wait for Foxborough.
And then on Friday, we're in Foxborough. And then I have to drive to Fenway.
Yeah.
For a appearance with my friends at Heineken Silver. So that's
look at
a
you.
Tough break on a Friday, though. You know what I mean? Like the whole
traffic's going to take you 2.5 hours to get home.
Mother of God.
You might as well just stay the night.
It'll be worth it.
No, please. You might as well stay up in the city.
Yeah. No, that's not. I need to get home.
Do something that you never do. Go have a nice meal in the city.
Sure. I'll find a nice steakhouse for a fried chicken.
I know, right?
Well, I don't know what road you want to go down with
all
this
right.
On the
on
the Patriots. Well, the rookies have reported to camp.
Yeah.
Yeah,
something else you missed. Last week.
I just saw the list, the Ayuk stuff. Oh, we'll get to that.
The Ayuk, the Judon trade demands that weren't really demands. You know, which lane are you picking? Which Breslow are you picking? Or do you know why you should randomly not pick one, but
well,
say you are?
I'm partly tickled by the Judon thing.
Why?
Well, because I kind of foreshadowed this last year. If he was going to do it to Bill, he's going to do it to people who are not Bill, who don't have balls like Bill did, at least in the mind of a guy like Judon. And I brought this up last year. So we're just going to be right back where we are. And now it is half-assed trade demands, which were really, you're right, they weren't a demand at all. I don't know if it was a request.
Yeah.
But it's what happens when players start to feel themselves a little bit. And they feel, oh, I can get over on the organization. I got over on them once. I might as well try to do it again. So you reap what you sow with Judon. If he becomes a pain in the ass, it's their fault. If he becomes a malcontent or has the long hold in, it's their fault. They set the precedent last year, so now God bless you and good luck. And Bill was running things, no question. But what have we heard from the two underlings who are still there? We've seen Elliot Wolf operate a lot like Bill, and Matt Groh's still there as well. So there were people. So you know what? If Judon turns into a pain in the ass, you created the problem.
So you saw that, was it Shaquille Barrett?
Shaq Barrett, yeah.
Shaq Barrett, right.
Yep, 31.
So he retired, right?
Yep.
So he retired. He was an edge rusher, linebacker guy for the Miami Dolphins. So he retired.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we already know that the Miami Dolphins are just 100% just committed to offense and scoring points, and they've been lacking defensive players, defensive impact players.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just throwing this out there. Maybe it's already been said. Who knows? But that would be a deal that would be a call that I would make. Hey, listen, we got this guy. He wants more money. We don't have it. We don't want to pay it. Do you guys want to just talk shop for a second? And if I'm Judon, I know he's saying that he wants to stay here, that he wants to be here, and blah, blah, blah. None of it's true. If he gets a better offer to be on a better team that has real, real playoff aspirations, mm-hmm. unlike the Patriots who don't, let's just be honest. They're not making the playoffs for the first 2 years. Not going to happen. 2 years, no. Your best chance is year three. That's realistically your best chance to make the playoffs based on new coaching staff, new quarterback, new everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Judon, by the time you reach that second year, by the time they have a chance of being good, you really will be on your way out.
Yeah.
So why not just get out now? I said it before you left. I would trade him. I would get as many picks for him. You were pretty good with Adam last year. What does the return of Matthew Judon mean as far as wins? Matthew Judon plays this year in all 17 games. He gets you how many more wins?
No more than you would probably get. And you don't
without him.
And you don't really want to win anyway. So honestly.
I mean, I'm just saying, so if he's on the maybe it's not a complete and utter disaster. Maybe it's not an embarrassment. And maybe they're just too proud, and maybe they're just seeing it differently than us, right? They want the defense to be successful. They want them to be good.
Right, but there's also a couple of things here at work on the Judon end as well, and one of those would also be, do you really think he wants to play for $6.5 million this year?
Well, like then there's that.
Like if I'm on beat, well, because then that's not the – because then that's not just the, you know, hey, I'm an aging player. I'd like to go to a team who could win. This guy'd stay here if you gave him $14 million like he did last year, and he wouldn't say a damn word about it.
Do you think he's underpaid at six?
Forget about the.
See, people marry the player to the contract.
Yeah, yeah.
And the contract is it's so manipulated based on how they move money, and sometimes the team does it just so they have themselves like an escape clause.
Yep.
But when the player kind of like lives up to it, then they're like, well, you signed the contract, just take the money.
Well, you do what Steph Gilmore did, where he did it when he had the leverage. Where players screw up, in my opinion, Christian, is they do it when they don't have the leverage. Devon Godshaw is a perfect example. Just because you're in, I do believe, the last year of your deal, and I get the want to do the whole hold-in, like, there's kind of a, who do you, like, really? You, of all people? And I don't dislike Devon Godshaw. I think in turn, the sexier player is definitely Judon. But Godshaw's a really good player and has been a part of this defense's success. And one would consider him maybe critical to that success because he's a big beefer inside. And there's not a lot of those dudes. But what's his leverage? At least with Judon doing it last year, you still had a year left. Bill signed you. kind of knew he was up against it a little bit, so maybe you took advantage of the situation. But at the end of the day, it was, well, Judon's still one of the better pass rushers in the league, so let's try to figure this out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, his leverage is that... But
his leverage is that he still has reputation to burn.
He's still under contract, so you technically don't have to do anything at all.
Just like you didn't last
year. Okay, but that was so goodwill move.
But as soon as you did, it should have been a 1 year goodwill move. Now you're realizing what the goodwill bought you with Judon. Now we're realizing that nicety of the, we'll guarantee your money. And then he got hurt, so he still got paid. Mm-hmm. So he didn't get porked. And then the way to return the favor is, let's go back to the well again for a second year. That's what they signed up. The people, sorry fans and people who listen, y'all who wanted the guy paid have now contributed to setting up in this.
Yeah, and I don't even look at him. I could care less. I think players want to do this, go ahead. Teams do it to players all the time.
You sign
a contract, and then they come to you, hey, we're going to cut you unless you take a pay cut. Well, I agreed to this. Says, well, that's our right to do this. We need the money. We don't think you're as good.
Mm-hmm.
Player does it. It's like, oh, you're greedy or this or that. I don't see it that way. But I agree with your point as far as, like, you know, leverage goes. Your timing of it.
The timing is everything for the
great.
Player. Yeah, you have to have the balls to do it when you really have them by the shorts.
And you don't have any recourse. Like, you can't hold out. That used to be a thing.
Well, yeah.
I'm just not going to play.
Right.
Screw you. Well, you get fined. Well, now you can't get out of the debt.
Right.
Chris Jones from Kansas City is an example of that. Held out. Finally signs a deal, was basically the same deal that he was going to get when the Kansas City Chiefs originally offered it to him. He made less money because he wasn't able to recoup any of the money that he got fined.
I think at this point, it's now, does Elliot Wolf want a contract renegotiation for a player like this on his resume? Because now we're starting to get into who is going to set what precedent in the organization. Right, there were things that happened. Logan Mankins, Ty Law is infamous for being like, Bill was the greatest guy ever until you negotiated with him, right? And we knew that they got crossed and ultimately Ty left and all that stuff. But to me, the first guy that really had the leverage, was entrenched as a Patriot and used it properly, was Logan Mankins. He was the first one to look at Bill and say, no, I'm not doing that. Here's how I'll handle it. I'm allowed to get as mad at me as you want, because Logan knew at the end of the day what was going to happen when he showed up in week 11. Guess it was going to be the starting left guard. It wasn't going to be Ham Hands Harry who was in for freaking Logan Mankins. It was going to be Logan Mankins. And you know what? Ultimately, he did get traded. But if his goal was to get paid, that all worked out for him as well. And that's the first guy that I look at where Bill had to make a tough call. And then it sort of went from there, and you had to repurpose these really good players. And they did it for Judon because they really had nobody else. I mean, but, you know, last year they could have done the same thing. Couldn't have done the same thing and just been like, nope, we don't need to engage into this with you.
So do you think they will – how do you think this will end eventually? Because the bets show up on Wednesday. Tomorrow, I think, then officially start practice Wednesday.
This is the newer Kindler New England Patriots.
Oh, so they give him everything he wants.
Yep.
They're just gonna ask for it.
They're gonna. They will. There will be a level of capitulating and caving in to this player.
See, I think
what should happen should be the we're gonna send his ass out of town, get a middle round pick that can move up based on his performance, and hope the other team gives him an incentive laden contract to go out and have a good performance to get a better pick.
Oh, you just literally tell him to play it out. We don't know yet, and we don't. Nobody wants to trade for you. We're not willing to give you the money. So you're going to have to play out your contract.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is he going to do? I mean, honestly, God, if they just say, play out your contract, it's a contract. What do right. We don't want to pay you any more money. We want you to play it out.
And maybe that's what's been communicated. I think it'd be awesome.
I think Elliot Wolf, at some point in time, he's going to have to draw a line in the sand
yep.
to try to like let everybody know, like, here, this is how I do business.
Bingo.
I'm accommodating. I'm nice. No silos. But I'm not going to let you take advantage of me.
Well,
you're not going to tell me what to do.
And again, if they say to Judon, shut up and play for your last year, how does the great nurturer handle that? How does Gerard
he's
Mayo,
good cop.
How does he... Oh, hey, man. You know, yeah. He's good cop.
Yep.
What does that sound like?
Yeah, man. You know, they're out to get us. You know, listen, I want to sign you, but they won't. I can't convince him. He won't do it. He won't even tell me what the plans are. You know, him and Kraft are in cahoots. That's where it starts.
That's
where it starts.
So, in being the nice guy, he starts building a silo.
There's
interesting.
The first silo. Yeah, there you go.
There we go. That's
we
got
to stick together. Yeah, it's funny. With all the silos that were built up, like every team has them. They're just, you know, horse of a different color.
You need some.
Yeah, you do
like,
need some protection.
I love it how, like,
protection.
Like, do we look around and think that every organization, like the front office guys are talking to the, you know, dudes whose contracts are coming up or something like that? Like, I think there's, like, this misnomer of the whole, every great organization has great communication. Well, there are some things that some people don't know or don't need to know or management doesn't want to tell them. It happens in every business all the time. But yet, somehow, it's been weaponized in some way. What do you make of Godshaw? I think Devon Godshaw.
What's changed?
Well, I think for Devon Godshaw, he is he's a man who better hope, in my opinion, that the Patriots still view him as valuable and want to tack on a year or two onto his deal. I think, and I meant to look this up, but Godshaw's contract is the thing that I wanted to see. Because is he just trying to angle for what Judon did last year?
Getting the money that it's already on my contract.
Just guarantee my salary type thing, yeah.
Huh. I mean, it's such a weak win. It's like such a delusional win. Yeah, look at it's just a shell game. They didn't really get anything that you weren't already going to get. I guess if you want that comfort, I guess it's worth something.
So his cap number is 10. Base salary is 7.1. And if you moved on from Godshaw, there'd be a cap stain, but he's supposed to be a free agent next year. So if you wanted to, so here's the thing. He's a vested veteran. If he would be on the roster week one, once you hit week two, his money would be guaranteed anyway because he's a vet.
Yep.
So to do what you did to him with Judon might be prudent because you're not going to have another year of Godshaw saying, oh, do it for me again. That's to me where the part of the mistake was made last year was that in repurposing last year's deal for Judon, they should have buttoned up this year as well so that you didn't have to go through the whole song and dance again. So it is a little different because if Godshaw had another year in his deal, you'd probably play it a little differently. If you want the guy around knowing he's a free agent at the end of the year, his money's going to be guaranteed if he makes the roster anyway. Make him
whole. Yeah, my gut tells me based on the way this team is that Judon's going to be – they're going to give him something. They're going to give him something. It's never what, you know, all these guys think it should be, but it'll be something like, listen, here – thanks for the effort. Here's a sign of us valuing you. You're important to us. And I know you may not feel that way, but let us show you how by giving you this.
I kind of think Godshaw is extendable for two more years after this if they can figure this one out. With Judon, it's probably time to move on. The other thing, too, is you got to clear the way for another defensive leader. And if the presence of Judon is there, I don't know if someone else will fully be able to develop. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he's just going to, you know, he's just going to squat on that position. And that's, he's, if he's smart, he's never giving it up.
And there are dudes in there who might not want to try to grab that true big leadership role out of respect to a guy like Judon. Because he's not just some Johnny-come-lately. He's a guy who is well thought of in the league. It's interesting. We'll get to the whole Aiyuk deal and what they're doing for Patriots preseason TV. Oh, baby. God.
What are they doing for Patriots TV?
Oh, you didn't even see this?
Am I involved in this and I don't even know it?
No.
I had a rough morning.
No, I know.
Man, I wasn't paying attention.
From what I read, the Patriots preseason TV will be play-by-playless. The McCourties and Zip Zipperman in there. So it's going to be three color analysts trying to lead a broadcast.
Oh, can't wait.
Matt Smith must be drunk to put this together.
Hey,
I love it.
It's a whole new thing.
Hey, listen, buddy. What it could do is open the door for me and you to do the high school games together.
Oh, great.
If they can go on Patriots preseason TV, NFL, with no true play-by-play guy. You mean to tell me you and I couldn't tap dance for 2 days?
I did it.
And do six games?
I did it with you. I jumped in for like
you did.
What, 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Didn't know anybody.
But God forbid, it's me.
Fun, too, by the way.
But God forbid, it's me and you, and all of a sudden you pass the stone, and then I'm doing it by myself.
If I don't pass it by then, holy
cow. We got to get you going there. We'll get to Brandon Aiyuk and more a little bit later, but time to help make you some money with the Lunchtime Parlay next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.